Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is going to be learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Defan Yerziv Gahago, and Bekarav Mamish. And we learned yesterday that let's say Reuven walks into Shimon's property, and while he's still there, he shechs or sells one of his animals. He's not chayiv. That's because he never did a kinyan on it. He has to first make a kinyan, he has to acquire it, and only then shechting or selling it is going to be mechayiv him. So we continue discussing this. Mishnah tells us, let's say he's dragging the animal out. He's being meishechet, he's pulling it. And the animal dies in the rishos of the owner. The ganav didn't yet have a chance to bring it out of the rishos. Pater, he's pater, because he never made a kinyan on it. Meshicha in the rishos of the bialim is not a kinyan. However, if he lifted it up in the rishos of the owner, that's a proper kinyan. Or if he took it out of the rishos of the owner and then it died, so then he'd be chayiv. And similarly, let's say while the ganav was in the rishos of the owner, he gave it to a kayin to be used as pinyan aben for his firstborn son, or give it to the person whom he owed money to. Or he gave it over to a watchman who would watch it for free, or to a borrower, or to a paid watchman, or to somebody who's renting it from him. And in all these cases, this new person that has it, was dragging it, but it died while still in the rishus of the owner, pater, the guy's pater, because he never did a kinyan on it. However, if the person had lifted it up, or he had taken it out of the rishus of the owner, and then it died, chayiv, so he's chayiv. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, this last Mishnah in the Perek discusses other halachas of animals. The Mishnah tells us, Ein Megadlan Behem Adaka Be'eretz Yisrael, one is not allowed to raise small animals like sheep and goats in Eretz Yisrael, and that's because since they always wander from here to there and they eat whatever's in front of them, they're going to ruin fields that are planted with different crops. Aval Megadlan B'Suria, one is allowed to raise these small animals in Syria, even though in some ways it is similar to Eretz Yisrael. In regards to this, it's not. It's considered Chutz La'aretz. And also, Vamidbar Shebe'eretz Yisrael, in the open areas that don't have fields, in those places in Eretz Yisrael, one could raise these small animals because they're not going to ruin the crops. Another din, Ein Megadlan Tarnagalim B'Yerushalayim Mnei Akadshim, no raising chickens in Yerushalayim because since they're always pecking around in the garbage and they touch food afterwards, so they're going to be Matame Kachim, which are found in Yerushalayim. And V'loi Kaihanim B'Eretz Yisrael, Kaihanim as a whole in Eretz Yisrael are not allowed to raise chickens, Mipnei Taharas, because of Taharas. We know the Kaihanim have to be extra careful with Toma and Tahara because they get Truma, which has to be eaten in a state of Tahara, and therefore they can't have chickens around, which as we just learned, are easily Matame things. And also, Ein Megadlan Chazirin B'chol Makayim, no one, meaning no Yid, is allowed to raise a Chazir, a pig, a Dover Acher, and that's because of a very sad story that happened. There was fighting between two Jewish kings, one inside Yerushalayim, one outside, and there was a siege. And what the besieged Yidden inside Yerushalayim would do is lower a basket of gold dinarim every single day, placed in that basket to be brought as the Karban Tamid, and then one person suggested, why don't you put a Chazir inside? And that way they won't be able to bring the Karban Tamid, and they're going to lose the battle. And that's what they did, and the Gemara tells us that the walls shook, and Eretz Yisrael moved 400 parsais, and because of that, the Chum said, no raising Chazirim. A person is not allowed to raise a dog, unless it's tied up with a chain. And the Mefarshim explained this is talking about a kelev ra, a bad dog. And this is because when it barks, it frightens people, and we're afraid it's going to frighten a pregnant woman and she's going to miscarry the child. Or if it's a domesticated dog or like a pet dog, so then it would have a different din. And lastly, in person ish bin liyonim, one is not allowed to spread out traps for doves if he wants to catch wild doves. Elam kain hayurachuk min hayishuv shloshim ris, unless it's 30 ris away from a yishuv, from inhabited areas, from towns and cities. 30 ris is 4 mil, which is 8,000 amis. That's about 4 kilometers or 2.5 miles. That's because if it's too close to the city, his traps are going to end up catching other people's private pigeons and not ones that are hefker. Therefore, he has to be far enough away to make sure that he's only trapping pigeons that are hefker. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.